Radio Prague News.
The country's human rights minister has slammed the president for his support of Bloc Against Islam. Students have announced an alternative date to mark November the 17th, and the number of asylum applications in the country has gone up. The country's human rights minister and former presidential candidate Yitzhak Dinspier has strongly criticized the head of state Miloš Zeman, charging he has thrown support behind hate groups in Czech society. On Tuesday, the anniversary of the fall of communism in Czechoslovakia, Mr. Zeman shared the stage with members of the Bloc Against Islam at Prague's Albertov, a move which Mr. Dinspier said crossed all lines. The group is strongly anti-immigration and uses a crossed-out mosque and minaret as its logo. Mr. Dinspier said that some of the president's past statements were xenophobic, had spread fear in society, and helped fuel fascistic sentiments. The president's spokesman, Jiří Ovčáček, reacted to the criticism by saying the minister had shown scorn for regular, quote, citizens, their opinions and concerns. Students who were not allowed to proceed on to Albertov in Prague on November the 17th to mark historic events, the execution and mass arrest of Czech students by the Nazis in 1939 and the start of the Velvet Revolution in 1989, say they will mark the anniversary properly on November the 28th. Some 4,000 people aiming to participate have already signed up on Facebook. On Tuesday, students aiming to mark the anniversary were turned away by security ahead of a speech by President Miloš Zeman, where he appeared on stage several hours later with members of the Bloc Against Islam, for which he has come under criticism. Last year, President Miloš Zeman's speech was at points drowned out and his security team had to step in to prevent the head of state from being pelted with eggs by some of those opposed to his policies. Some 1,245 foreign nationals applied for asylum in the Czech Republic in the first 10 months of 2015. That's 310 more than over 12 months last year. According to the Interior Ministry, the highest number of asylum seekers over the 10-month period came from Ukraine, followed by Cuba, Syria, and Vietnam. In October alone, the greatest number was from Ukraine and Syria. Previous years have seen a similar number of applications for asylum, although 2001 was an exception when the country saw 18,000. The Czech Republic, in the ongoing migrant crisis, is still considered by many a transit country rather than a final destination. In other news, hurricane strength winds of 198 kilometers per hour hit Sněžka Mountain on Wednesday, while lower lying areas in Bohemia saw gale force winds of more than 80 kilometers per hour. The data was released by the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute. The strongest winds registered by the institute were in the Krkonoše Mountains back in 2007 when they hit a speed of 208 kilometers per hour. In sport, the Czech Republic's footballers were beaten 3-1 by Poland in a friendly game in Wrocław on Tuesday night, with the visitors' only goal coming from midfielder Ladislav Krejčí. The encounter between two nations, who have qualified for Euro 2016, saw goalkeeper Petr Čech equal the Czech national caps record of 118 set by Karel Poborský. The 33-year-old, who made his international debut in 2002, has refused to speculate on the eventual record he may set by the time he ends his career. In other news, 22-year-old Los Angeles Kings goaltending prospect Patrick Bartoszak was released on $10,000 bail earlier this week, facing domestic assault charges for an alleged attack on his girlfriend. According to reports, a hearing in the case has been set for December the 16th. The Los Angeles Kings released a statement saying the club was in the process of gathering information and would comment when it was appropriate, making clear the club is taking the situation seriously. Bartoszak was a fifth-round pick in the 2013 draft by the Kings. He's played the last two seasons for the club's farm team. I'm Jan Velinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.